I think that story of the Times should cause everybody here great concerns. I understand what happens in the domestic psychology of the years we do here and there, but it could be particularly short-term split. We get into that. But really only short-term, that sort of matters later. What I mean is a campaign. They'll pull out, drag out this and that, but most people here that just wind around.
Oh, like Panetta.
Yeah, that shirt is much crap. Yeah, Panetta and so forth. Also, that's the most unbelievable thing. You know, that's treasonable. Due to the fact that it's A, the enemy, there's an enemy. And it really is classified documents. God, you remember how much we got in the escapes. Few little monkeys, see what they're slipping, little steps for one guy, and here you go. But turns the whole end motions. This turns over the enemy and puts the whole damn thing right out there in the paper. I am concerned about Henry's staff. Still, I don't have the confidence because I asked him, I said, I don't care. He's got McGill
over at Murray, I mean,
GL,
yeah, I know, Brookings,
over at Brookings, because
we, well, they knew he had all these files.
This is the thing, why didn't we go get him?
Well, remember I talked to you about that a year ago. Tom Houston was all alarmed, was in here and said they have all this file and everything. They've got it over at Brookings, they've moved it out of the Defense Department, copies out of the Defense Pentagon. Took the whole file over there, and he argued, and we had some discussions about it. He argued that what we should do is send some people in on a routine, they have a secure safe over there to hold this stuff in. Move some people in on a routine security check, find the stuff in it, and confiscate it, and walk out. And why did we do it? I don't know. But your shows, I'm not sure, as a matter of fact, that this is precisely the same material. There is other material there, too.
I think this must be there.
Yeah, but there's a lot of copies of this, and there's some other stuff that there are only three copies of, one of which is over at Brookings, according to Houston. Houston is an alarmist, but Dick Allen was an alarmist when he said we got a... Cut out Simonson's investigation. I think it's important. We didn't do that.
And we've been having a lot of
people that are badly fired.
We have. Miami has been wrong. There's another that's involved. This is Halpern, I think.
That's right. Halpern and Sam Gale have been working together.
How much does Halpern know? What kind of does he know about the magistrate?
I'm not sure.
Henry talks a lot. But he just did his passion for talking to all the people what he's doing. For your staff, and you hire him. That's just four times straight on County First League. You don't need him for you. You can see not a translator.
I want to tell you, the way to get him on that is just to remind him who he took with him to Paris.
Lake.
And is he really happy that Tony Lake is not
sitting there right at the range?
Well, plus, and it's more dangerous now, mind you. It wasn't as dangerous when he was working for Muskie. It is now, because now he's out of a job.
Right.
Therefore, I'm sure he wouldn't leak it. He wouldn't use that information. Well, bullshit. You know, if you don't
know something, Bob, you know how things are. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember, he told him, so he was very bright. And he thought he was on the brightest guy of God. You can't make me fire. And that's right. We finally did.
That's right.
And he was not honorable. He was not honorable. And he was gone. Remember, Edgar Hoover was right on the honor. Remember, he was the one that put the finger on him.
Well, the folks showed that.
Yeah.
The taxes showed that. What happened?
The only reason at the time was a bastard. He's been a bastard for years. Not enough. He got this stuff, and you know, they...
Working on it a long time. Klein says the team that's on it has been on... He's checked back now that the team has been on leave or has been submerged for 3 months.
Boy, if I were a publisher of a big, that's great newspaper, I would print this. I'd buy top secret information.
I don't understand why we don't.
I understand.
I mean, hey, yeah. So we've got to not react at all.
I'm sure of that.
But what's the use of the classification system? Why the hell do we classify anything if a newspaper feels no compunctions about printing it?
That's when we react. Let me say that we'll get the war thing when we get it done. Then I think the thing to do is to see if get it put down and find out what the statute of limitations are. I think there's plenty law on this sort of thing. I think we can do much there. But if the statute of limitations is not here, and we've got a year, I know we're being shorter than that. And we just go in and put the subpoena all these bastards and bring the case and just give it now. I'm concerned about Bobby Henry's staff and his own and his people, you know. Because he went over and talked to Brooks speaking himself. I warned him about it. I said, Henry, don't go over there. You know, I said, there those people, that's the Democratic National Committee. They're trying. We don't have one friend in Brooks, Bob. No. Richard Leaper and I have George Schultz. And Charles Schultz is the guy at Brooks. Understand? So you still want Charlie Schultz around? They play the game that way, Bob. They are a bunch of bastards. They'll lie, cheat, anything. And then squeal what somebody else does. See, basically that's what gets back in the whole hiss syndrome. The intellectual all depends on this because basically they have no morals.
But listening to it's clear, it seems to me it hurts us. In that it puts the war back up into a higher attention level, but the facts in it
hurt the other side.
Don't hurt us politically so much, they hurt the others. But what they really hurt, and this is what the intellectuals and why the motivation of the Times must be, is it hurts the government. What it says is, Rumsfeld was making this point, what it says is to the ordinary guy, all this is a bunch of gobbledygook. But out of the gobbledygook comes a very clear thing, which is you can't trust the government, you can't believe what they say, and you can't rely on their judgment. And the implicit infallibility of presidents, which has been an accepted thing in America, is badly hurt by this, because it shows that people do things the president wants to do, even though it's wrong, and the president can be wrong.
And I was going to cry out. I suppose all they all was Roosevelt's involvement in the World War II era. You know, he knew what was happening, and he did it deliberately. And the Pearl Harbor thing was undoubtedly.
Well, you had that one article by that admiral, what's his name, that U.S. News carried that told that whole story, and there was, but it was never official. It could be discredited because it was just one guy's testimony. This stuff is out of official files. You can't discredit this stuff.
Well, so much for that. The story's out. There's nothing you can do about it. I guess
my feeling is that we shouldn't, at least Haig's urging was that we shouldn't do anything about it.
Why?
Until we know what, and see what we've got, and that by doing anything we would only escalate it more.
I think you're right.
It would be interesting to see now how the other papers and the TV and all pick this up, but I can't imagine they're going to see it. I would think they'd be doing white papers on it and everybody would leak into it. I mean, Christ, it's just grist for the mill that won't quit.
The reality is from the union we are in the Weapons and Press, because
the other interesting thing would be to see what the Times decides to print and what they don't. They picked an interesting time, and chronologically they didn't start at the beginning. They chronologically started at Tompkins, and it's interesting to contemplate why. Beginning stuff is all there.
You mean the Kennedy Times? They won't do anything. The Rotten League have got to be covered with regard to our relations with the Times. I just feel that very strongly. I just feel that when you've got a paper that will be this irresponsible goddamn, don't give them anything. And we talk to that damn Jew, Frank Wall, all the time. He's bad. You know? Don't give him anything. I don't want anything that obvious, but I just want to cool with those damn people because of their disloyalty to the country. And you're really, it's really hard to understand legal money of lawyers trying to do this. I mean, look, you could imagine that. You could justify, say, a gold mine trying to go after Johnson for lying before 64 is going to lose money too. See, there's blood in it. This is a, it makes Johnson look terrible.
Johnson and Roscoe end up
pretty bad. Oh, disaster.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you could go to the front of the fact that this is what they're doing. This is their fault. This is a bunch of goddamn left wingers who are trying to destroy everything.
Because of that, there's going to be, a march that runs through here that will say that we put it out in an attempt to
fully finish off.
Yeah. And service, the apparent damage here is not to us, it's to the Democrats. But the real damage is...
Well, I'll tell you what to do. I don't agree with these little boys around here. I mean, your staff doesn't know anything about things like this, Mom. You know what I mean? They have the intentions, but not the judgment, because they have their true enough. Really what I want to get this story out, I want to be all right away and get a college students. I want that out. That's the way to kill the other. You understand how to do that? Just say, I mean, get Houston. Get all the backs together. Get Buchanan to get this story. Get Lasky right. Baron. Or anybody else you can get your right. Get a little story. Close to us, but you know, anybody that's making a difference, you can get that story out now. That's what they have. And charge Brookings. Let's get Brookings involved in this. Get Brookings involved. Another way to do it, rather than having to do that, is have a senator bring us to speech and Senate Board. He's privileged. And charge the whole thing. See, that might be better than have a call.
Senator, but that's the
one. Anybody's all right to do it except Goldwater and Durham.
Goldwater is good.
Yeah.
Dole probably looked at you.
I want Dole shouldn't be used with anybody else. But that's not a little fun. Congressman's all right in this one. You have to be a senator. I just want to do it, man. It's all man. It has to be done. That's a small broken job. Small amount. And the way to do it is through a speech, probably better than an argument at home. And see, they can talk in forms, but they can't be sued. Charge and guilt, use his name, have the information. He leaked it. Why should you bargain? See? And you got to use him to see around. The staff situation over there. Hey, it's got to remember nothing. We've got to watch. We've got all our papers and things. Well, we haven't. They got reruns of the wedding and